Today, we will be talking about one of the most vindictive goddesses, the goddess of love, beauty, and desire, Aphrodite, who cheated on Hephaestus with Ares. Now, the reason I said we'll get back to Cronus being chopped up was because when Cronus got chopped up, it fell into water, the bits fell into water, and it started to bubble, and the bubbling out of the bubbling came Aphrodite, goddess of love, desire, and beauty. She was found by three young ladies who had become her handmaidens. They clothed her and they took her to Olympus to meet the gods. And a fight broke out over her. Everyone wanted her to be their bride. Zeus, being the benevolent god he was, decided to give her to Hephaestus, though she hated it. That's why she had an affair with Ares. People believe that either Eros had come before Aphrodite, or Eros was Aphrodite's son. I've already talked about the battle with the golden apple between the three goddesses, being Hera, Athena, and Aphrodite, how the young man chose Aphrodite over them, for the love of his life, that is. Aphrodite was very cruel to a particular young lady. She fell in love with Eros, but she would not allow that. Aphrodite would not allow her to fall in love with her son. So she sent her on three nearly impossible missions. She had her retrieve water from the top of a waterfall, had her get makeup from Persephone, and the last one was, I can't even remember. So, yeah, I don't have my cheat sheet with me today because it's been a lot going on, but and so Aphrodite was not the nicest goddess. She could be very cruel at times. Well, at times, more like most of the time, but she was cruel. She was vindictive. Yes, she was beautiful. She helped a man who longed for his, who loved his statue so much. He longed for his dream wife to come to life, which was a stone statue that he had made. So she brought to life for him. So she can be kind in some aspects. She also, when people thought, so there was a young lady who people believed rivaled her beauty. So they had her chained and sacrificed to, they didn't have her chained and sacrificed. They just had her sacrificed, thrown into a hole, and sacrificed to Aphrodite. But she was saved by Eros. She was then revealed to, she then invited her two sisters to come down, and they told the whole town that she had survived and had been kidnapped by some horrid monster. She then revealed that her husband was Eros, and he had to flee. She loved him so much that she went on a quest just to find him, but was then punished by Aphrodite, but was then made his wife. So in the end, it was a happy ending, even though Aphrodite killed her, and then she had to be revived because of Eros's begging. Aphrodite was jealous of a lot of people. She would kill anyone who thought they were prettier. She would kill anyone who thought they were more lustrous. She was temperamental. She didn't really have any real good moments besides of the stone statue one. So, yeah. That'll be the podcast on Aphrodite. Hope you enjoyed it, and I haven't been uploading recently because of this whole pandemic thing, so see ya.